last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Oh, newcomers to town. I'm Delis Sangray. It's nice to meet you. This is the Tower of Metallurgy. I wish it was in better condition.
I got a 21.
I also got a 21.
Please, Luton, come in clutch.
29.
Oh, that's better.
Every time.
Well, I honestly, part of me thought maybe the gremlins were released from the Nexian cages in both towers.
Yeah, I think that too.
I think they set up some trap that keeps going off, or the little
gremlins
are there.
Okay, then you put the suit on and go in.
All right, here we
maybe
go.
Maybe we don't put on the suit that the GM just foisted upon us.
Luton, I believe it is safe enough to approach.
Okay, Luton moves up to the door.
Okay.
Next to Darnayru. She would like to use one charge from her staff to create water.
Okay.
And then she will cast Misty Memory.
Here's the only thing I don't like about your guys' ideas. They keep getting cooler. And at some point, it's like there's a critical point where your ideas become more cool than what's actually in the space.
We've not seen any bodies in here anywhere?
No.
Wow.
That's weird.
Not a single body.
No bones?
Nothing. And what you see inside...
What?
...is this globular mound start to animate, and we'll find out what happens next week.
Oh, yeah. I felt it.
Now, the next episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, where we shall hear some of the mean comments from around the internet.
Oh.
Okay, here goes.
I'm ready for it.
I was recently speaking with a friend of mine who I play video games with, and his son has started listening to the Dice of Thunder podcast. And they're on like episode 30-something at this point. His son says every time that he hears someone who isn't Luton speaking, "Daddy, can you get those other voices to stop talking? I want to hear Brittany." So,
Brittany's got a secret admirer.
No, I 100% totally true.
Brittany, what do you think about that?
Verifiable.
That's so adorable.
So I don't really want to
think. Not at all adorable.
How does it
and
feel?
I agree.
So this one's for you, AJ. Hello.
Yeah.
Say hello to your number.
Hello, AJ.
There it is.
Thanks for listening.
Hi, jerk.
I was going to say that, but I don't know how old this kid is.
He's
right, he's seven. Now he's scarred.
You're never too young to be a jerk.
You can't do that. Oh,
I don't think you're a jerk.
You're a monster.
Have you ever met a seven-year-old? They're all jerks.
I have an
eight-year-old. The only seven-year-olds I know are your guys' seven-year-olds who are monsters.
And they're eight now, and they're still jerks. They're just older.
They're just a little bit older.
Well,
so for the record, I'm going to start talking more like Brittany.
Yeah. This is the way to get fans. You know,
I want you to start rolling like Brittany.
I would love to roll like Brittany.
I want you to start rolling like Brittany.
We all want to roll like Brittany.
No,
okay?
I mean with real dice.
Do you have any other words of wisdom for AJ, Brittany, since he's your number one fan, just before we sign off from this joke?
No, why you put me on the spot like that? I hate that.
Eat your carrots.
Yeah.
Yeah, eat your vegetables.
There you go. That's a good one.
Be good to your mom.
Yeah, I need to eat my vegetables.
You need to floss.
Yeah, you do need to floss.
That's taking it back to last week.
Show of hands, who flosses?
I'm not raising my hand.
I floss once. I floss when I need to.
For listeners, it's only Brittany and Duvall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see?
The nicest teeth on the show. This is why my mustache is so long. I don't even want you to see mine.
Exactly.
Amen, you could use that to floss.
Putting curtains. Use your mustache as floss.
Well, we're not a Brittany fan club podcast, although it's starting to feel like we are.
Yeah.
Which is good. I'm jumping right into it because we have this giant monstrosity that has crawled out of a crucible down in the bottom of the metallurgy tower in the gunworks. What the heck is this thing?
I don't know. It looks disgusting.
It's horrible.
It looks like an explosion of lava and eggs on the bottom and kind of like a tree trunk.
I like your description. It's size large. Gil.
Spicy. It is
large. So, Gil, you know that that's a 10-foot by 10-foot square by now. You have to know that by now, Gil. Come on. I know the rules are hard, but size large is size large.
It looks like a spicy egg monster.
It is also inside of the crucible. So if you're trying to get to it, you cannot get to it from the east side, the round side, or the top and the bottom. You must go around to the bottom or the top of the crucible in order to get to this thing.
Can we see a larger picture of this?
Zoom in.
Yeah, I just zoomed in on it.
Yeah, just zoom on.
I
zoom
say right we just tip in. This crucible right back up and leave that bad boy inside.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. I'm laughing. I'm having such a good time.
Oh, because you're about to kill me.
Well, I had to reveal this monster because you guys started to go into like fire ghost territory, and I'm like, dang, I don't know if it's that cool.
I mean, it's definitely ghost. Scary.
So it's a monster, so it's sentient, then. It's not like a...
Well, let's find out what happens as combat begins with Varg, Kinbiter.
Yeah. And you heard me scream, right, Varg?
Yeah, he screamed.
Yes.
Like a girl.
Screaming is a free action.
Like high-pitched frequencies.
Varg reacts to the scream, the girlish scream. Shriek, really. Shriek.
Like, I heard there's a damsel in distress in here.
What did it sound
that
like?
That wasn't me, I
what
promise.
What did it sound like?
I don't know.
What's Darn Iris shriek?
Like Mickey.
Okay. Darn Iris in trouble!
Yeah.
So he goes into a rage to go to protect his friend. I'm coming! I have 35 feet of speed. That is my first action, and I want to get to as close to Darn Iris as I can. That's 70 feet is my total move.
I wonder if we, when we're moving around in here, if we should stay off of the molten pyronite.
Varg walked across it and there wasn't any problems.
I know, but I'm saying if this creature sets off a chain reaction and we're touching it.
Whatever this is that's in here, a bubble appears in it.
Bloop.
pointed in Darn Iris' direction, and a globule comes flying out of its body straight at Darn Iris.
You spell globule right now.
Globule.
Globule.
G-L-O-B-U-L-E. Globule. A 34 to hit Darn Iris.
Yeah, that's definitely a critical hit.
Uh-oh.
My AC is significantly lowered.
I'm assuming there's some splash damage.
If it's splash, it'll trigger my bulwark thing.
32 fire damage to Darn Iris
as
this molten glob lands on him and blasts him.
Ugh.
And that was its first action.
Yep.
With its second action, it moves out of the crucible.
No!
Gets right up next to both Darn Iris and Varg, and I need both of you to immediately roll a reflex save.
Okay. 35.
28.
A 35 is a success, which, as we know, is a critical success for Darn Iris. But a 28 is a failure.
Whoa.
And Varg takes 14 more fire damage as an explosive aura emanates outward from this creature.
Aura? Does that count as an AoE?
It is an AoE.
Should I go into lockdown mode, guys?
which you've already dodged.
Oh.
Because your reflex save passed.
I thought, okay, so if I take damage from it,
that triggers it.
Got it. Okay, cool.
But that's good. It's one of those things that's like, oh, I failed my reflex save. Crap. Well, now you can go into lockdown mode and it creates all these defenses.
Okay.
From there, it strikes with its third and final action against Darn Iris.
Just don't be a crit.
The first creature that it saw. And this is on my second map. Natty one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love it.
That sucks because that is...
Yes.
That's a critical miss and that ends the creature's turn.
Team are you on? What do you mean that sucks?
It does. It sucks for me. I'm on my turn.
His side goal is always to kill us.
Yeah.
Correct. Whatever. It creates drama. And the Thunder Buddies love the drama.
Drama.
Luton.
AJ put you up to this, didn't he?
AJ.
No, AJ doesn't. AJ loves you guys. He just doesn't want to hear you talk.
Fascinating.
That's so true.
Can I roll a perception check to see what this creature's weaknesses are?
I don't think you can see it from there.
Do I have to move first?
Yeah, you can't see it. Do you want to, as a free action, mount Kal-El for this combat?
Yes, please.
Okay. You mount up on Kal-El.
Okay.
We'll just move...
Right on his eyebrow.
We'll put Luton in a spot, but we'll move Kal-El as Luton.
Okay.
So you have 35 feet of speed with Kal-El, and you can direct him as you would direct yourself. But just know that AoE damage would hit you both now. There's a downside. You can't split up. So if you still want to do that, I kind of put that idea in your head and I feel bad now.
Okay, so could I move him?
So he moves 60 feet and gets around the other side of the crucible. And now Luton has clear line of sight on this creature from Kal-El's back. He took two actions to move that far. One action would not get him around the crucible enough for you to see.
So I can't see the creature?
You can now in full. I'm just saying that you only have one action left.
I use my last action to roll perception to see.
Like a recall knowledge?
Yeah, recall knowledge.
Yes, you can.
7 on the die plus 16.
Well, we don't. Let me tell you which skill it is.
Oh, that was just perception. Sorry.
No, it's a specific knowledge check. An occultism check.
Ooh. I don't like that. What about nature?
that will not help.
And I'm detecting magic. Do I detect any magic? Cast that as a spell since we're in combat?
No. Yes, to answer your question. You did not detect any magic before that, though.
Right.
So this does not detect as magical. And that is the end of your turn.
I didn't roll. What do you mean?
You rolled a
7.
A 7,
you?
And you would add your occultism bonus to
that. Yeah, I guess so. I didn't want to roll that.
Well, that's what it takes to identify this thing.
Sure.
So that is the end of your turn.
Yes.
It is Darnayru's turn.
Wait, you rolled worse than me on your...
I rolled a 2.
Worse.
On initiative?
Yeah.
You guys tied and Darnayru gets the tiebreaker.
All right.
If I remember
correctly.
Rubbing
that in. Darnayru is going to... 20 would move me 2 move actions. And I'm going down and to the bottom side of this crucible a little bit. Just giving me a little bit of space to get away from this thing. And I'll roll a recall knowledge to get information about it. The occultism.
You've taken one action to move. Roll an occult.
That was two
actions.
Oh,
because of the 10-foot
I can only move 10
limitation.
Feet.
Yeah, that's right.
And I did not roll great. I rolled an 8 plus my
occultism,
which is a 16, so 24.
24.
Yeah.
Whatever this creature is, it escapes you.
Not even a 24? That's like standard DC.
Not even a 24. That is a standard level 8 DC, correct? I'm pretty sure. Let me double check that.
It might be 22.
DCs by level. Level 8 standard DC is DC 24.
24,
you
okay.
are correct.
And I got that's my whole turn. 2 move actions and a failed recall knowledge.
Okay. That brings us to Kairos.
I take all 3.
Here's a bunch of craziness going on.
Oh, man. I hear a bunch of craziness going on.
Yeah.
This goes out to AJ. To me, I take all my move actions to bring me into the room on the north.
You want to go north side?
Yeah, because I'm from the north side.
Hall.
What's your movement speed?
My movement speed is a 20. 20.
So you're going to go 60 feet.
North side.
Which will only get
you don't
there.
Have to make the sounds, though, when you say it.
North side.
You sound old.
I am old.
We are old. AJ, you see what happens, AJ? That's my
hit
turn.
Hit your dad in the head with a bat.
He hit him in the head with a bat?
That was a different story. I wasn't there for that one. AJ, told you, this kid's a legend.
AJ's like Whitey Bulger.
What would make a creature harder to identify?
A higher level creature.
Oh, that's it. There's nothing else that would be, other than rolling like a different check to try to find it, that would make it way harder, right?
It's probably not like
if
that
there
magic.
Was some.
It probably lives off grid.
You can't even do that.
Yeah, it's fully on Ventura. Solar and it's got vegetable oil at this point.
It's got a bunker in Idaho.
Right.
What the no DC for the standard DC for your level, a level 8 challenge, is DC 24.
Right.
What so if this creature level is level 15?
Then it'd be way harder.
Yeah, or lower. If it was a level 6 creature, the DC would be lower to identify it.
Scott's using the Socratic method to make us look stupid.
No. I'm just helping Greg understand.
He's trying to impress AJ.
In the middle
of trying
this,
to win him
is
over.
It the music that's kind of like, it's like dragging everybody down. We're in combat, yo.
Yeah.
Well...
We're not supposed to mention the music.
No, it's 8 p.m. on a Wednesday.
In the present future.
For the record.
You have battle music going, so
we're
hyped.
For the record, the GM is supposed to...
H-J-Y.
The GM is now supposed to say, it's Varg's turn because we're in round 2. Well, and that's what we're all waiting on.
It's Varg's turn.
As soon as everyone quiets down, I'll cut all that out. All right, Varg, it's your turn. Round 2 has begun.
Cut
dose.
Any of it out.
I cut all that nonsense out.
I'll just call my lawyer. We'll talk about it.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'm pretty confident that my axe is not going to do anything to this.
What? Why would your axe not hurt it?
The GM just made a face.
He made a horrible face.
Let him be
face.
Confident.
Okay.
Let him be confident, Greg.
I'm running away with plate armor.
Confidence does not necessarily mean factual accuracy.
That's true.
The first thing I'm going to do is a recall knowledge attempt.
Okay.
Because we need to find out what this thing is.
Please make an occultism check.
Look at that natty 3 right there.
What is your method of choosing when and where to use
just
real
out of curiosity.
Duval's so many.
Sometimes I like to prove that
roll
it doesn't
digitally.
Matter.
That's not, that's but you not, can't roll that not, die. That's not, the die
no,
that killed Balnor.
This is the one correct. That rolled a 20 before we started the session.
But yeah, that one doesn't do
so
good in
small
session.
Small in his massive hand.
Hey, well, red wine only does good in combat.
He's holding it up like just roll it digitally out of curiosity. I just want to know.
We get a 47.
29 total.
29 total.
Look at this.
You know what?
That was digital.
That's interesting that you are against me rolling
I'm
dice
not,
when
not.
I roll poorly.
Make sense. Why are you doing what you're doing?
A 29 would be a success, but you've already rolled.
Would.
So what would you like to do with your other two actions?
Move away.
Ooh, you hate it, don't you? Ooh, the look from my wife just...
I'm going to...
Run away.
Do a megaton strike on it.
Okay.
Jump when the thunder rolls.
And we're going to see what happens.
And that's a slashing, piercing strike with your...
That is slashing, piercing.
Okay. Fresh.
16, 33 to hit.
Ooh.
Wow.
A 33 is a crit.
Hey!
Yes!
However...
Oh, okay.
This creature
yep.
is not affected by your critical damage. Roll normal damage.
It's ugh. Immune to crits, which means it's an ooze.
Thank you. Yep. Okay, I was like, that reminds me of something.
I need a metagaming sound drop.
Metagaming.
It's just, my name's Greg. Greg Santee.
With the elbows out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wide on the elbows.
More like a scarecrow, a little higher.
So that is... even without crit damage.
There's no crit damage.
42.
Whoa!
Damage.
Get some!
That's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Really good damage.
Shum follow, baby.
But does he still get critical effects, or is he, like, does that do nothing too? I guess he would just say, and you would be like, cool.
If he had critical specialization, we could have that conversation.
Oh, he doesn't?
Nope.
Dude, what are you doing?
Who is Varge?
What are you doing?
Who is Varge?
He's a barbarian, not a fighter.
I totally can't right now.
I liked it. It was a good turn. It's the ooze's turn. It is an ooze.
Ooh, yeah,
you are correct.
Oh, look at you did it.
Good memory.
Good job, Greg.
Good job, Greg.
Thanks. Good job, Greg.
Not darn it.
I read the monster manual so no one else can have fun.
I actually didn't read the monster manual, but the only thing, for the record, the only thing I know that is immune to crits is an ooze. So it could have been something completely different.
It's okay. I absolutely am a fan of, like, general colloquial knowledge. Did I use that word correctly? Probably not.
Sure, sound right to me.
I think it's colonial knowledge.
You have to use the word I taught you the other day.
Colloquial. Used in ordinary or familiar conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I did use the word correctly.
Google colonial.
I actually know what that word means. Things that are colloquial, common in language,
right.
are, you know, if Darn Iris traveled the world, he knows that oozes are immune to crits. It
We've also
have to roll
fought a lot of them and rolled recall knowledges on them.
So there's a lot of grace given in that regard in my table, personally, because there's certain things like trolls, you kill them with fire. And that's
right.
like, it's like what you tell, like, look both ways before you cross the street.
Right.
You know?
Everybody knows
Everyone,
this.
Make sure you use acid or fire when you kill a troll.
Yeah.
It's like common knowledge,
Does
right?
Does everybody know to look both ways before you cross the street? Have you been down 6th Ave in Tacoma?
Don't Just don't because know they that. Don't doesn't mean they don't know. Boom. Anyway. I'm still right up next to Varge the Large, so
large,
I think
Varge.
I think he will receive one smacking. As a
proceed
pseudopod tentacle forms on this thing and just whack.
Does he get stuck to his cheek?
What was it?
It's a 26 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yes.
Okay. It was on a 17. It rolled to a 3. So
dang. That's my least favorite dice juke.
The 17
to 3
juke?
3 because it happens all the time to me.
23 damage to Varg.
That's a miss.
23 bludgeoning damage.
All right.
The next thing that happens, the ooze starts to glow.
Uh-oh. Why?
And you see bubbling inside of it, and then it explodes violently.
Perfect.
This is not good.
A 30-foot emanation.
Oh, my goodness.
Which hits everybody.
Even Kairos is, like, behind the crucible.
Yeah, even Kairos. See my line?
Yeah.
25 feet away from the corner of this thing, around the crucible. So it hits everybody. First thing I need everybody to do, then, is roll a reflex save.
I told you another one's coming.
Yeah.
Did it duplicate?
We gotta kill it fast.
Oh, it's a little beady.
Oh, it gave birth.
Oh, no.
That's not a cute thing. Mm-mm. This is bad.
This is bad.
But it's a mama ooze.
Oh.
It shrank and split into two. Okay.
It shrank and split into two. And what are those reflex saves going around the room, please? Starting with Varg.
24.
28.
20, and did you roll for Kal-El?
No.
22.
35.
30. So 30 and 35 pass the reflex save. Everybody else fails the reflex save.
And this is an AoE?
Yes, this is an AoE. Everything in a 30-foot radius.
It's a lot of dice.
Definitely using that reaction.
You take 11 fire damage and 14 bludgeoning damage.
Gross!
If you failed the save. If you passed, you take half of that. So 5 and 7, or 12.
Total. Luton is resistant to fire?
Yes.
Nice.
So take 5 off of that 11 that I told you.
Okay.
So she only took 6. Kal-El takes half of all that, so he took a total of 12.
I take the full...
Kairos took a total of 12.
I take the full 25.
Take the full 25.
Does the reaction... Now,
this would trigger that.
Okay.
If you're using that.
I forgot what you said about it.
The trigger is you're affected by an area of effect that requires a reflex save, or you would take splash damage.
Which it was a
reflex save. So you're using the reaction.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you are immobilized.
Yep.
You now have a +2 bonus to your reflex saves against AoEs, and you gain resistance 5 to all damage that you would normally take from area of effect damage.
Oh, it's only for area of effect?
Yes.
Should I do that then? Because I waste an action to unbolster.
You would take 10 off the total that you just took. 5 for each damage type.
Oh, that would be super helpful.
Because it's resistances across the board to all types of damage.
Perfect.
Since you're receiving two types of damage, both resistances apply -10.
Then I definitely would do that, so I'll add 10 back to my health.
That's my turn. There are now 2 of these creatures.
But they're littler.
And they are size medium now.
They're going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say just let them keep splitting until they're the size of an atom.
No. Because they're going to blow up and create 2 circles of blowed upness.
Would you rather fight, what's the saying?
Horse-sized 100, ducks.
100
duck-sized horses or 1 horse-sized duck?
Yeah.
1 horse-sized duck?
Are you serious?
No.
100
Dude, that's terrifying.
Duck-sized horses. Just
what
start stomping.
Am I using my
Your
arsenal?
Bare hands.
You have you.
Oh, my bare hands?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100 duck-sized horses.
Yeah. Just start
Step
stomping.
Step on them. Yeah. V-5-0-5. This is what you do all the time.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
his. That's how he. That's
every time
he,
I see a duck,
it is. It is Luton's turn.
Y'all are hilarious.
I've been hunting with him. It's true.
I don't want to use fire. Oozes are susceptible to magic, except mental effects, right?
If I were to metagame, I just remember the mental one.
If I were to,
and it's immune to precision damage. Things like that. I'm still planning on rolling another recall knowledge on it. Because I want to get a success.
I don't want to lead the witness, but if you weren't there.
Just imagine if you were there.
I have
there.
A question.
Yes.
Are these two connected? Like if there's a status effect on one, it doesn't affect the other?
They are separate creatures.
Okay.
Same family, though.
They're still tight.
They're related.
Yeah.
Gang, gang. I want AJ to love my voice.
It's not going
to
happen.
That's all I want.
No, it's definitely not.
I knew that would get to all of you. It got to me when I first heard it. I was like, ooh.
I still think you made it up.
I'll put you on the phone with the guy tonight. And by phone, I mean Xbox Live headset. He'll be delighted to talk to you.
I would like to cast Elemental Annihilation Wave.
Oh, that's a 30-foot cone.
Oh, it's a cone.
Is that water or fire?
While I'm here.
Yeah, you can only hit one of them from where you're at. You can hit them both if you move.
It's elemental power.
It's water.
It's water, so since I'm...
If you move Kal-El south by 10 feet while riding on his back as your first action to that space there, you can hit them both with an elemental annihilation wave and miss your allies. according to the orthogonal cone mechanics.
Let's do it.
Powerful.
I like it.
So, remind Gil about elemental annihilation wave.
You draw elemental power from your surroundings and combining it with your own magical energy, unleash a wave of utter destruction and swirling colors that deals 1d6 fire damage and 3d6 bludgeoning damage. This is a reflex save.
I failed both of my saves.
Yes.
Excellent job.
Full damage. Please tell me there's other effects.
On a success, no, it's just full damage.
Just full damage, and it's going to be 1d6 and 3d6.
Yeah, so it's full on 4d6 bludgeoning damage.
4d6. All right, so we've got 13 total.
Okay. This elemental annihilation wave buffets up against both of these oozes, dealing 13 damage, but you see it slapping up against their oozy bodies, and they just rebound and take no damage.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Needs to be piercing.
Because it's bludgeoning, probably.
It's like punching jello.
Yeah.
This is why we
need
that.
I seem to recall that from the last time we fought.
You ever slapped Oobleck?
Shoot.
This is why we need that recall.
All right, that was all three of my actions.
That brings us to...
That was a good idea, though.
Well, now we know. Piercing damage.
Or slashing.
I'm going to risk it here and see what happens. I'm going to use one action to unbolster myself.
Okay.
So I can move. And I'm going to cast Painful Vibrations on this ooze that is closest to me.
That's a sonic trait, right?
It does have the sonic trait. That's why it's risky.
What other traits does it have?
Occult and Concentrate.
Okay.
It is not mental. Okay. It's a vibration, like a physical vibration, but it's sonic type.
Got it.
It's a ouch vibration.
Yeah.
So you roll a fortitude save.
And you're targeting the one next to Varg?
The one that's right next to Varg. The ones, yeah.
I got a 27 on my fortitude save.
That is a pass by one. So you would take half damage following the rules of this, and it's 8d6.
Ooh, sweet.
That's a lot of damage.
Come on, all sixes.
I got a d20, and then we get that out of there.
Good, leave that in there.
33 is what I rolled.
All right, so half of that would be 16.
16 would be half of that, yeah.
Okay, 16 damage. You see the vibrations rock the body of this creature.
Rock your body!
Thank you.
Yeah.
Man, you passed it by... Well, Tygo's the roller, so you only passed it by two.
Is that your turn, Darnayru?
Yep, that is a two-action cast and my unbolster.
It is Kairos' turn.
I'm going to do as I was prone to do in middle school when I got into fights and run away. So if we can move me right behind Kal-El, my full three move actions of 60.
You're going for it.
I would feel...
You can get there in two 40. Actions.
Yeah. Oh, I'll take it in two actions.
There you go.
And then with my third action, I will do nothing.
Okay.
What? Shoot him with your bow or recall knowledge or something?
I can't.
You can recall knowledge. You can shoot him. You can just shoot him with a normal arrow.
That recall too. Knowledge. I'm going to need you to calm down, sir.
He's not going to calm down.
No. Not if you're wasting a whole action.
I didn't think I was wasting it.
Arrows aren't going to be super good against these.
Right. It's going to go right through him. Like, here we go.
Like bullets.
That crack, that's crack.
You can't, but you cannot balance it. Look at this. Just because Scott gives me shade about this every time, look at that. Just stand up.
I can do nothing but believe you.
Okay,
it's, because you that's can't, my only choice.
You can stand up and look.
No, I refuse to
can
stand
up. Can I choose
up.
One of those numbers?
No, you can't choose. It's you can't
roll
put,
it again.
You can't put a die on top of there and it'll balance. Because it's literally point up.
I think we should do like a house rule where you just choose one of the numbers.
I think you should roll all your dice in front of me from now on.
That's a little bit much.
That's a better house rule.
This is recall knowledge?
Occultism.
Occultism.
Come on, Duval. I want to tell Gil about this thing.
I want to know about it.
If you fail this, everybody leave the room.
Well, bye, everybody. I got an 18.
An 18 yeah. total.
18 total. And I'm trained.
You feel like you know less about life, just in general.
That's
you're
about right.
More you want to use.
Does that Crichton's cognitive crossover have a reaction, or is it a take an action to use it? Because you keep wanting to use that, and this would be the time.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm a good
GM. Reattempt a failed skill check, yeah.
Does it require an action?
No.
Is it a reaction?
It is a reaction.
Then I would suggest you don't have to because it's your
you
character.
You gain no information from a real condo. Yeah, I want to do that.
Oh, okay. Great.
Look at that.
Look at that. Feet came in handy,
folks.
Well,
what does it say to do?
It says roll the dice again.
No, it doesn't.
Use one of the two skills you chose for this feat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Which of...
Occultism.
You chose one of two skills for that you can use in replace of the failed skill.
Hopefully arcane.
What did I choose?
It would be...
Religion and medicine.
Okay. So which one of those is higher?
I want to use... Please be medicine.
You can roll a medicine check to determine what this ooze
is. Are you kidding me right now?
No, that's why this feat is...
Awesome.
It's a moldy old shoe.
Hey, thank you. Thank
you. It's my pleasure.
I appreciate it. You're a great GM.
It's my pleasure.
You sound like a door person at the Ritz.
Welcome to the Ritz. Take your bag.
Why is this leaning up against the edge so much? That's borderline, dude.
This is the most fabricated nonsense in the world. Look at his face.
That's how I look, man. I got worse.
The roll was worse, but I can balance a die on that one.
I don't believe in dice karma, or do I?
It is a 22 total.
22 total. It's oozy. That's for sure.
It's oozy.
It's a booger.
And that's
who hasn't rolled an identification check on this thing yet? That's everybody.
I think it's just Brittany. Wait, did you roll one?
She did.
I did.
She was the first. We all have. Have you rolled one?
Kal-El.
I got the whole
Kal-El has not rolled one.
Well, now that I'm not bulwarked.
That means you guys will never know what this is.
That's true.
Because we can't reroll.
You can't reroll. Well, you can, but the DC goes up, so I guess you can.
Well, then let's see what happens. Two. Let's just kill them.
There you go.
Let's just try different things.
Can't bludgeon.
Something worse.
Let's try cold.
Let's try acid.
Ooh. Maybe that'll make them worse.
No, I'm just saying.
No. What happened last time I tried acid? On a block.
You went on a strange, weird trip.
I did. No, I've never done acid.
That is the end of Kairos' turn.
AJ, don't listen to Brittany.
That is the round two. That is the end of round two. The ooze that split is going to start round three ahead of Farg, because that has not yet taken a turn. That's the one up the top here. Everybody moved away from it, super sad.
Samantha, that's his name.
It's going to take two move actions to get right next to Kal-El. And I need a reflex save from Kal-El.
No.
Nar.
Kal-El gets 20.
20. That is a failure.
Okay.
So you take 14 fire damage from the aura on this ooze thing.
Oozy thing.
It's now going to strike at Kal-El.
Oh, no.
No.
Natty 1.
Yes.
Cool. Thunder Die doesn't want you guys to die today.
Good job.
That brings us to Varg Kinbiter.
All right, I am not going to try to recall knowledge because I am done with that. Let's see if we can get another Megaton Strike off on this thing.
Do it.
And destroy it. 28 total.
That's a hit?
Yes.
I love it.
38 damage.
Ooh.
38 nice. Damage. Outstanding.
Okay, and then a standard strike. Let's see if I can finish this off on my second. I don't know if it's going to be enough. 25 to hit.
A 25 is a hit.
Yes!
Yeah!
Destroy him! Cast
him into the fire!
I rolled much better on my damage.
39. Yes.
39. Go. Wow. Monster hit.
On a monster.
Let's go.
On a horrible monster. Who's going to return the favor now?
And that's my turn.
First thing I need you to do is roll a reflex save. Because you're in its aura, Varg.
I don't...
That's the end of your turn.
Wanna.
It's my turn. Roll a reflex save.
I don't like his vibe.
Roll a reflex save. Okay. You don't like his vibe? Roll a reflex save.
Rolled a 10. 23 total.
Oh, that's good.
23 good enough. Is a failure.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
That's not good.
You take 13 fire damage.
Wow. Fire damage.
Oh, yeah. What's the aura field? How far?
It's 5 feet. Just next to it.
Okay.
Yep. All right. The next thing it's going to do is strike with a pseudopod blubbering. Blah, blah, blah.
Ew.
How do you spell that?
You spell it with a 39 to hit.
Oh.
Varg?
Oh, man.
That's a miss, yeah, right?
That's a 39 to hit.
This is bad. That's a crit.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
You have a lot of health, but they do hit hard.
I'm below half.
Wow. Minimum damage.
Yes.
26 damage.
Oh,
not
that's
bad.
Minimum
on a crit.
Oh,
yeah.
Crit.
Oh,
yeah.
That was the first strike. Second strike.
Mm-hmm. Natty 1.
Lay smack. Natty 3.
Hey.
Yeah, not bad. That would be 21 to hit.
Miss.
Nice.
Okay. The third strike, it is going to launch a globule of fire blast at Kairos for running away. That's a 23 to hit.
Oh, that's a miss.
Yes.
Right. Very good. At the end of that turn...
Is it dead?
The no. two creatures that are standing next to each other...
They're globbing
glob you all back together.
No!
And grow into one large creature. It's I like, need Varg and Kal-El to roll a reflex save.
It's like a choo-choo from dumb. Zelda.
I hope it doesn't get health back.
Every time we hit it, it regenerates.
No.
It's like maybe he's like a bishop type of monster. He just stores up all the energy and shoots it back at us.
What video game are you referencing?
No, Bishop the X-Men?
X-Men.
Oh, I don't know.
Reflex saves from Kal-El and Varg.
30.
The 30 is a success.
27?
27 is a failure?
No! This is not good.
So Varg takes 16 fire damage and Kal-El takes 8. And I'm not counting Luton in that because it's only one of Kal-El's squares and she's size tiny. So she's technically only in one of the 16 possible squares that make up Kal-El's space.
Yep.
So unless he gets encompassed entirely, I'm not going to ask her to roll a reflex save. For those of you out here wondering...
It actually makes sense.
That's not a GM's wife feat, okay? She's not invincible.
That's why he's saying it.
That's the end of the Pyronite Ooze's turn. It is Luton's turn.
Okay. I'm going to... Since I'm still on Kal-El's back, I'd like to move away.
Okay.
One move action to here.
All right. Done.
And then Luton would like to cast... Frostbite.
Yeah, there we go.
Frostbite? What's this spell? It's my favorite rapper. New spell?
I don't think it's new. I just haven't used it.
New okay. to me.
New to you. The range is 60 feet. I target one creature.
This is a second edition remaster replacing of the original Just Let Your Soul Cold Ray of Frost.
Ray of Frost.
Yeah.
Oh, Ray of Frost. That's okay. What this is. Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
okay,
man, cool. They got rid of me?
Yeah, sorry, Ray.
See you, Ray.
So we read the description for Gil? Because this is the first time we've heard this.
An orb of biting cold coalesces around your target, freezing its body. The target takes 2d4 cold damage with a basic fortitude save. On a critical failure, the target also gains weakness 1 to bludgeoning until the start of your next turn.
Interesting. Okay. Huh. And then this is a cantrip, so it auto heightens.
Nice.
And instead of doing 2d4, it does how many?
87d4.
It's 5.
5d4.
Yeah. I like 87 better.
5d4. Okay, so I need a basic fortitude save of DC forever, which is Luton's DC.
Fail. Bad juju everywhere.
I got a 30, which is just a pass. So roll 5d4.
I need more dice.
I have a bunch of d4s.
I love that problem.
It's a good problem to have when it's your turn to deal damage.
Oh, yeah.
I also have some here you can use.
You don't have dice.
D4s. Shut your mouth.
That was pretty good.
We've been playing together too long.
If you want them.
Shut your mouth if you feel like okay. it.
Yeah.
Good rolls.
All fours. Let's go. Yahtzee.
15 total.
15 nice. On 5d4. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we know that I passed my save, so I only take half of that, which is 7.
But
the veins of ice and cold ripple through this thing very quickly. It does significantly more damage than you thought you would get from a cantrip. But you don't know how much.
Let your soul cold, baby.
So cold. Yes.
That sounded like a commercial with yeah, the time with the sound bite. So outstanding.
And that's all three
that
actions.
That is your action. Okay. That brings us to Darn-Iru.
Darn.
We've been skipping Kal-El's bonus action because you've been riding him. So.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And he wouldn't knowingly jump into an explosive aura, I don't think.
No, he would not.
Let's cover that for all the rules lawyers out there.
Gail was wondering.
Yeah,
I'm sure she was. I was getting texts.
She was on Spotify on our comments.
Leaving five.
Do you even check those?
I check them all the time. Okay. Yeah, no. People
leave comments.
People be
on
leaving
Spotify.
Comments, and it's fantastic. Yep. I love seeing those comments on Spotify.
What kind of mean things is AJ saying on there?
All right.
I don't know.
Darn-Iru.
Crazy.
Would like for this creature to roll a fortitude save.
Okay, fortitude save.
Get 40. Finger. Come on, all. Come on, give him the. Roll bad. Roll
What's
bad.
The DC?
Just roll it and I'll tell you.
No, you tell me with the
26.
DC.
That's yeah. what my class
I
DC
passed.
Is. Okay. For one round, you are slowed.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
I
lose
an action for my next turn.
Really helpful.
Very good. Okay.
That is helpful.
And then for my last action, I would like to drop...
What traits does slow have?
Not the mental. It has
the death trait, doesn't it?
Concentrate and manipulate traits.
All right. Very good. Just double checking.
Yep. And for my final action, for my final trick, I would like to drop my Flissa.
Yes.
Trick, Michael. It's an illusion.
And pull out... And pull out my gun.
Whoa, you're going to shoot
my dueling pistol.
Okay. You're gonna shoot the blob?
I don't know.
Fliss it down, pistol in hand, drawn.
Pistol doesn't do anything.
That is the end of Darnayr's turn. That brings us to Kairos.
We're going
to
do spell strike.
Okay.
Ray of Frost.
Okay, on an arrow.
On an arrow.
Just let your soul cold, baby.
So cold.
Roll to hit.
All right, all right, all right. Hold your horses.
Fresh breath that lasts.
Oh, no,
I don't
that
like
doesn't
the sound
good.
Not a fan of that.
It's poopy. It's a 19 total.
AC to hit this creature is 19.
Yeah! Yes!
That is a hit.
Oh, we
unless it was
that.
A natty one, that's
it was
a hit.
Not
that's amazing.
You hit it exactly.
I'm so happy. All right, well, let's do some...
let's do a little bit of air, a little bit cold, a little zip-zap.
A little this, a little that.
Yeah. I like it. 2d8. Hit me with the 2d.
2d8.
Hit me with your 2d.
Nope. This is a family
Fire
show.
Away.
What?
2d8 plus 2.
It made me feel weird. Okay?
That's really right. That's what's going on.
Let's just put some emphasis where it belongs.
15 piercing damage.
Okay.
Nothing to a blob. Would you take half of that? You don't tell me.
He said 15 on the bow.
Looks like it went through.
Oh, wow.
Right through his body and hit the floor behind him.
5d4, cold damage. 5 of them. Cold.
Just throw it out there, baby.
In your face.
I'm here for it.
Not my first time playing. 88 episodes.
It's been a long time since you had to use d4s.
Yeah, there's a lot of numbers right here. It's going to be 16. Total.
16?
16 on 5d4.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
I know.
You see a significantly more powerful reaction than you were expecting from a cantrip on a bow.
Right.
And the two of you are able to deduce that this thing must have a weakness to cold.
Yeah.
Yep. Coldy, damage. Coldy.
That brings us to the third action of your turn.
Sorry. I'm going to do Arcane Cascade.
Arcane Cascade.
You know how we do.
Don't forget to add 2 cold damage to every strike that you take from now on until you cast a new spell.
Let's go.
Because that's the benefit of Arcane Cascade. Yeah. It is the end of round 3, which brings us to the top of round 4 with Varg Kinbiter.
Okay. I would like to move back here, please. Because I need to stop getting kissed by this thing.
Smiznacked?
Kissed by Rosalind.
I'm down 24 HP, just so you know. 24.
Okay. I'm coming for that.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Okay, and then I'm going to, activate Kinfluencer's electric module. I'm forgetting the name of it right now.
Jolt.
Rune.
Jolt coil.
Yeah, that's
jolt.
What it's called.
I keep jolt saying jote. There's
jolt
an L in that word.
Jolt coil.
Jolt.
Jolt coil.
Coil.
Jeez. It's late.
And then
I broke Brittany. Yes. Look at her.
And then I'm going to launch a electric arc.
Spicy dance floor?
Ooh.
Get out of here.
Spicy Love dance it. Floor.
He casts his spells over the hill arch marsh.
Yep.
He doesn't need to, but he sees you guys saying all the time, so he
just wants to be a part of it.
I'm a wizard now. Guys, watch this.
Picture shaking the axe like you're trying to shake a moth out of your house.
It's like, Spicer dance floor.
A little bit of electricity leaks out.
Yeah.
All right. I just roll a reflex save if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
I failed that with only a 20.
You take full damage. And that is 5d4.
Roll it.
11.
Okay, 11 damage. Wow. 11 damage. This is zap.
Because I can't find my electric sound right now. So
that brings us to...
Oh, there it is.
That sounded just like you.
Right?
Buzz.
Crackle, crackle.
Buzz.
Zap. Bring the mic a little closer as you crack up.
No.
That brings us to the Pyronite Ooze.
Gross.
Who moves straight up into the face of Kairos Kal-El Luton.
Did you hear what he called it just now?
He's been calling it Ooze.
Yeah.
No, Pyronite Ooze.
Oopsie.
It says it's a
Pyronite Ooze. I mean,
it's in a Pyronite pot of stuff.
To start off, I will need, this time two of Kal-El squares are taken up by the aura. So I will need a reflex save from Kairos, Luton, and Kal-El.
It's going to split.
Perhaps.
Reflex? You said reflex?
The reflex is the only save.
You just moved as one action?
I moved as one action.
Okay.
Yep, boy.
One action left.
No, this is an aura.
No, I'm saying you moved, so you only have one action left.
Oh, that's right, because I slowed you dirty, dirty.
Yeah.
No. Oh, man, he's too far away to slap.
No, this is an aura.
I mean, screw you. Let me hear about them saves.
I got a 31, boy.
31 is a pass.
Kal-El got 32.
That is a pass.
Luton got 19.
Ooh. That is a...
Oochie, wally wally.
Yeah.
That is a critical
fail. No!
That's not good.
Okay.
Well, she's got more health than me.
So 15 damage in half means 7 to Kairos and 7 to Kal-El, but 30 damage to Luton.
Oh, ow. Man.
Reduced by 5, because it is a fire.
That's true.
Aura. 7 fire to Kairos and Kal-El. And only 25 goes through to Luton. And now a melee strike against Kairos. To end my turn, because I only have one action left. Because I'm slowed.
I wish it was for a minute.
That's a 33 to hit.
And it hits.
Oh, man.
I've only been hit 5 times this whole game.
You really haven't been hit very much.
In 88 episodes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, you are a ranged character.
Distance is good.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, Mark.
That's 23 bludgeoning damage to Kairo.
Dang, fam!
And it is Luton's turn as the slowed condition fades from the ooze.
I can't use fire because I don't want to ignite the pyronite molten metal.
Yeah, do not feed it. Fire.
It'll be like,
just more icy stuff. That was doing good.
Yeah,
and it does more damage. All the cold stuff.
Yeah, I just have only one cold spell.
It's keep casting it.
Maybe
shack like ice yacht.
I want to move away from it, though.
I do a lot of cozy heart helps muscle.
Yeah,
shacks feel good.
Your shack impressions sword. Have to be louder so that everyone can enjoy them.
Don't tell Shack what to do.
That was really good.
You can't tell Shag what to do.
Do I have enough actions to dismount, move Kal-El like up here, and then cast Frostbite?
Yes. Dismounting off Kal-El is
a free action?
With your Swift Mount Saddle, I believe.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is a free action.
She looks like a hair tie on top of that.
She
just want to move him here for now.
All right, so we'll say that's Kal-El's bonus action.
Okay.
He just moves out of the way. So you still have 3 actions.
Wow.
Perfect. I'd like to cast... Is Frostbite already heightened, or can I heighten it?
It automatically heightens.
Okay. So then it should have increased the damage by 1d4. So would I have been doing
6d4? You did 5d4.
It says 5d4 on damage already. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's what you did last time. It starts out at 2d4, and then it goes up by 1d4 for every
Got
spell
it.
Level.
Okay.
Or 4th level caster.
Okay.
2d4 plus...
So I will cast Frostbite.
Wait. 2d4 plus 4.
Well, my cantrips that are hot auto heighten are 64.
I think that should be 64.
I think it should be 64.
Why don't you roll one more d4 of damage before we'll do a quick retcon of that.
2.
Okay. I'll take 2 more points of damage.
Blue, blue.
And then I need to make a fortitude save on your new frostbite, yes?
Yes.
Ooh, 27.
Ugh, that's a pass.
Because that's a tie.
No, it's 26.
26.
Are you just 26?
Greg.
Yeah.
Mine's 26. I thought yours was one higher than mine.
No.
Everybody
your primary stat is the same as her primary stat for casting.
Oh, I just thought she had better because she was a double caster.
She will at 10 when her primary stat modifier
when she reaches Super Saiyan level.
Yeah. She
okay,
goes Ultra
so
Instinct.
Is that half damage then?
It will be half damage
okay.
for whatever you roll. 6d4.
Okay.
Nintendo. 6d4.
We'll be playing that when we're 70.
Yeah.
Did you catch them all? Because I got to go get in the hot tub.
Playing games in our 70s is going to be dope. I can't wait to see
yeah.
what
oh,
you
yeah.
guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
18.
That's really nice. Good. So yeah, I take yeah. 9, but you already know he's got a big weakness, or she, or whatever this ooze is. So 9 damage gets through from the fortitude save, but it hurts quite a bit.
Okay. I have one more action.
You sure do.
Yeah, like a single action force cantrip or something.
She does not.
Move.
She's a single action bludgeoning cantrip.
Mm. Can I do a single action heal on Varg?
Ooh, that's a touch range.
Yeah.
Touch range.
Yes, which you are 5 feet away from being able to do that. Sorry.
Can I do just one single action heal on myself?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
What level?
So selfish.
I would...
I'm kidding.
Let's do level 2, I guess.
So that's 2d8 healing, 2 looting.
Okay.
Her healing spell, she has to select them. They're not on her sorcerer list, so they're prepared like a
Okay, druid. So I got 10.
Okay, 10 healing back to Luton to end your turn. It is Darnayru's turn.
My turn. I am going to cast Painful Vibrations again. I only got 2 of those, so it's a fortitude save for you.
Okay.
Ouch, ouch, painful vibrations.
33.
33 is a pass for my 26. So I'm rolling 8d6. 8d6, 1 cracked.
That's verify. Okay.
You're asking Duval to verify your cracked die?
Yeah.
Wow, you don't trust me?
You understand that that holds zero weight in the court over here.
21 is what I rolled, so ooh, you take 10.
Yeah. 21 mental damage?
No, this is sonic still.
Sonic
this
damage.
Is the same
right.
one. Yep.
Okay. I take half of that. What else?
And then I'm going to try to see if any... No, piercing damage doesn't do anything.
Says who?
Says me. Okay, maybe it's just resistance then. I'll just shoot my gun and see if I hit it.
Duval hit it with a bow and arrow. And
well, he did hit it with a bow. That's right.
I did it.
Jordan's been hit with a slashing and piercing axe this whole time. You guys like making up immunities, though, and I think it's hilarious because you commit to them so hard. There's no possible way this thing could be weak against piercing damage.
17 plus 15, 32.
32 to hit is
a crit.
Well, there are no crits.
Oh, that's right, because I know that much. Okay, so I roll. You guys ready for this whopping damage? 1d6 plus 2.
Wow.
What?
So many.
There's a possible 3 damage out there is what you're telling me?
I rolled a 3.
Oh, 6 damage. 2. Wow.
5.
He's dead.
1d6
Please
plus 2.
Describe what how your bullet
goes through,
through this creature.
Yeah. It makes it like a... sound when it goes in.
Just a quick, like it slows yeah. down and falls out the other side.
Slides down.
You see it dribbling down and across the floor.
Oh,
it
that's
is
great.
Kairos's turn.
Well, you know.
Let your soul cool, baby.
That's what we're doing.
So enthusiastic.
He's enthusiastic. He wants this thing dead.
I like it.
That's going to be a 30 to hit.
A 30 is a hit?
A 30 is a hit. 2d8, 8 piercing damage.
Plus 2?
No, that is a total piercing damage.
Okay.
16.
16.
Plus 2.
Plus so 18.
18.
That spell is 5d4 plus 2. Great spell.
Well, because 5d4 plus the persistent cold damage for my Arcane Cascade. That's what you said.
Oh, yeah, you did say add 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Perfect.
So 16. And with my final spell...
Wait, so was it 14 on the die?
16 on the die.
16 on the die. Outstanding. Thank you.
So I love having my math challenged.
No, I'm just making sure I have it recorded correctly.
It's healthy.
Because there's a weakness that also applies in there that I have to make sure to...
Oh, make sure you get that.
Get that.
And then I'm going to do a self-healing spell.
Okay.
A one-action healing spell. I got that, right?
Yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You have that as a signature spell. You can pick the level and everything.
I'm going to do a 4d8.
4d8
plus
healing.
32?
Nope, that's the two-action version.
All right, so I'll do the 4d8.
GMs, if you're listening, make sure you have a command of the heal spell prior to running any adventure path.
Or don't play with Duval.
No, it's a common debate here at the table.
4d8. Let's get healed up. 29.
29 damage.
Nice.
That's pretty good. Did I even do that much damage to him? Goodness.
Heal.
Alrighty. That brings us to the end of round 4. The top of round 5 starts with Varg Kinbiter. I like saying your full name.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It is.
It rolls off the tongue really well.
Thank you.
Actually, all your guys' names roll off the tongue. Even Darnayru 360.
It does.
It's not a mouthful.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for that, Brian.
Oh, that's right. It was
yep. It was from Brian Lucky.
Yeah.
Good buddy Brian.
Good buddy
out there
Brian.
Listening.
You know what?
Varg is, you know, he thought it was cool to use Spicy Dance Floor, but now he's just like feeling ashamed because he's a tank. So,
he's gonna
walk back up and use a Megaton Strike.
This starts with a reflex save as you enter the aura of this creature. Oh, yeah.
Get reflexy.
Yep. I rolled poorly. 22 total.
You're not gonna be happy when it happens again on my turn.
Yeah.
22 is a failure.
I thought that was a hit.
I know.
Meaning he failed his reflex save.
Oh.
12 more fire damage to Varg as he steps into the burning aura.
I am going to go down when it's this thing's turn.
Varg.
Just letting you know. Not dead, but I'm going down.
So his first action, bravely stepping into this dangerous zone with 12 hit points.
Oh my gosh.
Megaton strikes.
Leave my friends alone, you fire snot.
I like that. That's good.
You burning booger.
That's what happens after you sneeze while eating hot flame that Cheetos.
Is episode title.
Yeah. Fire snot.
Either that or burning boogers.
Pick one. Pick one. Get it?
Pick one. Yeah.
Woo. Laugh, Brittany.
This is why AJ likes her more.
Yeah. 33 to hit.
That is a hit.
Kill it. Please do like 56 damage.
30 damage.
Ooh. 30 damage.
30 damage.
Is really good. And that is the end of your turn.
Okay. All right. That's it.
Where did you move to?
He moved right up next to it.
Oh, just one step forward?
One step forward. That brings us to the ooze, which I need Kairos and Varg to both roll a reflex save.
Not Luton?
She's more than 5 feet away. Oh, she's outside the aura.
I wasn't trying to call you out, Luton. I was just making sure.
No, it's fine.
Just make sure that if I get hit, you get hit.
We're in this together.
Oh, that's great.
23.
Reflex save?
Reflex.
26.
Both of those are failures.
No.
Don't say it like that.
Complete and utter failures.
Yep.
Varg has 12 hit points.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no!
I just did 13 damage with the aura blast to Varg and Kairos. I believe Varg is now unconscious and dying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dying Juan.
And I'm going to take 3 actions now.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
As the tone just got rather serious. Can you guys take this thing out in time?
Well, you're going to do 3 actions right now.
I am. The first one is a ranged strike against Luton.
He's flinging a booger.
Mm-hmm.
43 to hit Luton.
Think that hits.
What?
Hold up.
That's
hold on.
Critical hit.
Did you roll a natty 20?
No, I did not.
To hit is plus 23.
Grief. Yeah.
So you would have to roll a natty
42
20.
42 to hit Luton.
Thank you.
I rolled a 19.
Ha! Okay.
Greg and his deducing.
Matt got those elbows out. My elbows were out.
Yeah, man.
They were all out. They're up past my ears.
Chain to his ears.
You put them in your elbow, in your armpits?
Like. My hands were in my armpits, my elbows were by my ears, and my chin was at my chest.
60 damage to Luton.
Oh, my God.
What?
Does that put you, down, right?
I'm down. I only have 51 hit points.
Oh, Luton. What is happening?
Unconscious and dying.
We're in a bad situation right now.
Range strike number 2.
Bruh.
I can't run away either.
On Kairos.
Why, though?
You're next.
You're next.
Another 19 on the dot.
Oh, my gosh.
For a 37 to hit Kairos.
Oh, man, I don't know if that hits.
That crits. Doesn't just hit.
44 damage to Kairos.
Okay, that's cool.
No, it's not. This is not cool.
Still up, right? A third strike. A ranged strike against Kairos.
Why me, though?
You're getting the spice. Ooh, maybe not. Maybe not. 22 to hit.
That's a miss.
Okay. Kairos tanks the last shot.
I'm actually
sweating. Was that fire damage?
It was fire damage.
Put your elbows out. Put your elbows out. Come on. This is the mascot.
It is fire damage. So you
was that instinct?
You take 5 less, but I believe it's that's still
down. Still down. Yeah. Listen.
You just need to know.
Let me tell you something.
I'm fine here.
I love that you just did that.
Gosh.
Oh my gosh.
No, you don't get five hit points back. You're still unconscious and dying.
So do I just go to 0?
Not only that, but you shift an initiative to right before this creature. So the next person's turn is actually Darnayru.
Okay,
I don't know how to.
We're I got that.
Not gonna take it.
How, Kairos, we're the only two up. How are you feeling about this, buddy?
Are we metagaming?
I mean, not metagaming. How do you feel about this?
I feel good.
Okay.
I feel good.
This sounds metagaming.
I feel, hey.
I need.
Hey, I feel good.
You feel good?
Huh?
Okay.
Come on.
You better let your soul cold, baby. Going to need you to roll another fortitude save.
Yeah, roll a fortitude save.
As I cast slow on you again for my last level 3 spell.
What'd you get?
39.
Dang. Well, that didn't work out.
That's a critical, so you have no problems with anything.
Life's going to be great for you, snot monster.
You are very easygoing, and nothing affects you.
Yep.
And you got a good personality, so there's that.
You're ugly. Everything else is good.
Amazing.
Good credit score, but you're a mud duck.
What you can do with that last action, Elbows?
I'm going to reload.
Okay. Reloads.
Yeah, this is not good.
That brings us to Kairos.
All right, I want to do a 3-action heal, which gives me a 30-foot emanation, targets all living and undead creatures in the burst.
Sure does.
Not enemies, though, right?
It does target enemies.
All creatures.
That's
all creatures.
Stupid.
I'll love the hit points back. I could use them right now.
Is it cold healing?
Yeah,
cold. I'm not going to do that. So.
What's stopping the muck duck here? Huh? Fear? Are you letting the fear take over?
How many hit points you got left? Just hit this thing.
He's got 19 hit points.
I got 19.
Left.
I say rope-a-dope this fool. Hit him and step back. I mean, do what you want to do. Do what you want to do.
Do what you want to do.
I can't run away from it. I run 10 feet of movement.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Okay. All right, listen to me. Here's what we're going to do. I got to concentrate in order to do a spell strike, huh?
You concentrated at the end of your last turn.
Yes,
so
you
no,
did.
You can spell strike right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to do. I don't know. I don't think that's right. I healed after my last turn.
Oh, you're right. Oh, my gosh. Hero point.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but
I told
that's the
truth.
First time you've been honest.
I told the truth. In a
year and a half, I panicked.
Look, Ma. Look, Ma.
Incredible.
Robbing all those banks didn't pay off as much as this just did. All right.
Under investigation.
I would have to concentrate before I did a spell strike right
that's
now.
Correct. Which means you cannot move out of this thing's aura.
Oh man.
What is happening?
So bad.
What is happening?
You're finally getting the team wipe you always
wanted. While you're thinking about this, the next person to go is Varg's save whether or not he continues to die.
Well, I have a hero
point. You think
point.
You should not do. I mean,
I think I should try to kill it.
This is incredible because
I'm not allowed to say anything.
The next
you're
actual action is the creature and his aura.
I got to try to kill it. I got to try to kill
it. I know,
it.
But I think you should not do a spell strike and just cast a spell and then step away. Cast a spell
know,
and
man.
Run.
What
are
you doing?
I don't
know, man.
Shush.
Okay,
shut your
I'm
face.
Just saying
I don't
this
know,
is
man.
You this, to not die.
No. Shh.
Here's what I'm going to do.
I don't want to be the only one alive.
Here's what I'm going
to
do.
I really want you to be the only one alive at this point.
I'm going to cast a spell. Ray of Frost.
Gross. I hate it.
Yes.
And it wasn't your idea.
It was my idea.
So go ahead.
I've been playing this game forever.
It's not. What's it called now? What's the name?
Frostbite.
No, he still has Ray of Frost.
Oh, Ray of Frost.
Oh.
Yeah,
so that
different
he could have
spell.
The targeted spell.
Oh.
So this is a.
Which is allowed.
Ranged.
Yes.
This is not ranged, though. It is a range.
It is ranged.
It's just ranged. It's just not on a bow.
That's right. It's just. You're just zapping me with a ray. You still need to roll to hit and all that good stuff, so. Roll to hit. Is it a natty one?
No, it's a 23.
Then it's a hit.
Sweet.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. 5d4 cold damage.
5d4. I'm going to tell you something right now. It's in sight because the weakness that this thing has to cold is 15.
What?
Every time you guys have hit it with cold damage, it's been doing an extra 15 damage.
This is impossible if it doesn't have cold.
Sweet.
Weakness 15.
I agree.
I want to look at that. Look at that.
How did you screw up a
you
D4?
You can't crack a D4.
Okay, fine.
Stand up though. Look at it.
No, I
fine.
No.
No, 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 no. Fine.
I want to keep it.
How do you crack a D4?
It's a 4.
Fine.
I want to keep it.
Take a picture.
But you should look at it.
If it's a 4, how is it crack? How
do it?
Look at that. Isn't that the weirdest?
That's not cracked.
It's a D4. You can't crack a
D4. Fine.
You can't crack a D4.
Fine.
It's like impossible.
What I just said.
I just did.
Actually, a cracked D4 would be sitting up wrong, so you could put a die on it.
Yeah, exactly. If you can balance a die on a D4,
then it's cracked.
Take a picture.
Yeah.
Send that crap into the Guinness Book of World Records.
17.
Yeah!
Well, we know that that does an extra 15, which is a grand total
32.
Of 32
please,
damage.
Please, please, please.
Duval Gibson,
yep.
Oh my
gosh,
friend.
I'm standing, please.
Describe your kill.
Yeah!
So, Kairos literally just saved the day.
You saved us.
All of this
oh my God.
Magical mist of cold goes into all the veins of it, and they all start to fall apart like lollipops.
Yes.
All on the ground, and they just turn into, they start to melt immediately and turn into this bubbly, nasty ooze, and it smells like burnt feet and toenails. Gross. And it's dead.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Darnayru just falls on his knees and starts crying.
Yes.
Yes.
There's a Triforce for you.
Oh, my gosh. Sweet.
Oh, that's sweaty.
Believable.
I'm very sweaty.
You guys are still in initiative. Because have two characters that are
dying.
Unconscious and dying.
I
believe you have the stabilized cantrip.
I did.
Do you want to use it to bring your friends back to life? Yeah. Yes or no? Really important question.
It's a two action.
No.
Move.
Was the answer you just.
It's a two action. Is that, it's a two action spell.
Well, you're not in combat anymore, so you can
stabilize.
Use it. All right, fine. You're both stabilized.
Yay!
You're unconscious still. Man. You're still at zero. We've got some healing to do.
Yeah, we do.
Healing.
Which we'll do next week.
I need a therapy session. That was a lot.
Wow, Shumfollow 5.
I was sweating a lot on that.
Me too.
Kairos for the win.
Came
in clutch.
Shumfollow. Shumfollow. Shumfollow.
Wow, tune in next week to find out what happens in the other tower.
Stay sweaty.
Stay sweaty.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.